So what's your goal? What's your goal in health?
In health, my goal is to drop down to 10% body fat.
Okay.
I'm currently at 25%, but I want to go down to 10% body fat.
Okay. So that's essentially exactly what I did. That's exactly what I did.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So so here's a couple of thoughts. Before we talk about like how to do it, let's first address some issues that I've noticed just in a little bit of time that I spend with you. I think that you put an immense amount of pressure on yourself in relationship to your health goals. And I feel like when you're doing good, you feel good. And when you're doing bad, like you really feel bad. If you think back to Relentless, the need for approval, I'm just going to be honest just so I can really help you here, okay?
Yeah, okay.
I notice you seek approval when you're doing good. And when you're doing bad, you seek reassurance that you are not that bad. And the reason why I'm bringing that up is because when I'm around you, like I can hear the words that you use, like when you talk about food or when you talk about health. And I would say that one of the biggest struggles you're having is not what to eat or what not to eat or to exercise or not to exercise or accountability or not accountability. I think, my friend, that you got to do a good job at understanding why you want to be healthy. It can't be about anybody else. Maybe it's not even about the way you look. Maybe it's deeper than that. Maybe it's something that you know, like, that's a true expression of who you are as a human being, is to be a healthy human being. I know for me, man, it started with, you know, I wanted to live till I was 100 years old. That's my goal, you know, or more. And I started to realize that if I was carrying around all this extra weight, that I was never going to make it, type of deal. You know what I mean?
Right. Yes, I do.
And so even though, yes, I wanted to look better, it wasn't the main focus. The main focus became longevity and a healthy being. And that's what changed everything for me, my man. Everything for me. Because whenever I made it about, you know, shit, I'm overweight, I'm heavy, I need to get a six pack. I didn't even really believe subconsciously that I could even get a six pack. You know what I mean? And so, you know, I would drop a little, but then I would mess up and I would feel terrible. And it was just this vicious cycle. And I would honestly say, man, if you just slow down, take a deep breath and just commit to yourself to get a healthy perspective on what it means to be healthy, then I think you're gonna have a much easier job, and you won't do the yo-yo. You won't do the up and down, up and down, up and down. Make sense?
Yes, because that's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, it is. And it is. And if you really think about it, like, this is for you. This is homework for you. If you really think about it, like, just step away from your brain for a little bit. And I want you to identify the way you think about what it means to be healthy and what it means to be unhealthy. And I want you to notice, like, you really, really beat yourself up when you're not healthy. And then, like, you really look for reassurance and approval when you are healthy. And that's something that has to do with childhood, and it's something that has to do with the way you sought approval since you were a little boy. Like, you need to go that deep. Because, listen, if not, the yo-yo effect is going to last the rest of your life.
Okay.
And so you got to realize it's not a do issue, it's a be issue. You know what to do. You know what to do. Don't eat this, eat that, exercise, life will be great. You've hired enough damn trainers already. You've had enough damn diets. That's how I was. What I had to start realizing for my own personal life is it was a being issue. It was something wrong inside of me, my psychology. It was a self-love issue. It was being able to truly believe that I could really be healthy. And that's what started to change with me. Because if not by now, I would have gone back up by now. And I've been able to maintain it down, you know?
Right.
So that's the most important thing I could say to you, you know? Step number two, Look, dude, in terms of the doing, I don't know what works for anybody else. You know what macronutrients are. You need to have a certain amount of proteins that you eat, a certain amount of carbohydrates, a certain amount of fats. Me personally, I didn't overdo it. I didn't want to eat, you know, 300 grams of protein or whatever. Go to a trainer that you trust, have them select some macros. I tracked all my meals. Like the first 3 days it was tough, and then it became easy for me. And then I just, it was just like a daily goal. It was just daily goal to just watch what I was eating, hit a certain number. And then the first week it's tough, dude. It's tough because your body's going to want what it's been used to you giving it, okay?
Yeah.
And that's where mental strength kicks in, and that's where you have to start telling yourself, no, I'm not that guy. I'm not that guy that just gives in so easily to the desires of the flesh. I'm not that guy. I can control this. I can manage this. It's 6:30. Right. I'm done eating by 6:30. I'm done. And I would literally have to talk to myself like that. And then, you know, now it's just... It's easy. I don't even have to say anything to myself. I just do it, you know?
Just do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, man, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Yes. Because I am going to get to that body fat, and I am going to do what I have to do. And you're right. I needed to figure out what's causing that, because yeah, you're right. I do seek approval.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I do seek reassurance.
Yes. Yes. I mean, literally, and it's kind of, it's all you do when I'm around you. Like, listen to the words that come out of your mouth, and you'll say things like, oh, you know, I should have ate that. Oh, or oh man, that brownie was good. Or oh, well, how do I look? Do I look? You know, it's constant. That's what you're saying. Imagine what you're thinking.
Yeah.
What you're thinking is 10 times worse than what you're saying.
Okay. No, you're right. Yes.
Yeah.
Because I'm my own worst enemy sometimes.
Bingo.
Mentally.
Bingo. I know you are. And listen, the way you do anything is the way you do everything. Here's what that means. That means that you probably are that way in business as well. That means that if we could fix this in the area of your health, we could potentially help you double your business. So look,
yeah.
Here's the challenge. Forget about 10%.
Okay.
Forget about 10%. Focus on what it would be like. What are the structures, the disciplines, and the habits? What are the non-negotiables? What are the things that you do no matter what? What are the things that you will not do no matter what? And focus on that. And then let your body do what your body's going to do.
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if we could get clear on that, I think your body will naturally burn the fat. And once we can get you in rhythm, and once we can get you from 25% maybe to 20%, now we're talking, and now we can shoot for like 0.5 to 1% a week. And now we can do it. But I think first it starts to do with the psychology. There's something up with the psychology. And I think you know what it is, and I think if you address it and you attack it head on, you'll start to realize, man, you don't need the approval of others, you don't need to beat yourself up, you don't need to be that hard on yourself, and once all of that gets cleared, your body will do what your body does, dude. It's honestly like having a dirty car. A dirty car is the outcome of a dirty mind, of a cluttered mind. That's honestly what it is. So a body that is out of shape is the outcome of a cluttered mind, of a mind that is not in shape.
Right.
Think about that.
Dang, that's powerful. Yeah, you hit it right. Yeah, that's powerful.
Yeah, that's it. Because I would do it to myself, dude. I would literally grab a glass, pack it with cookies, fill it with milk, pound that shit into my mouth. A human being that loves themselves doesn't do that.
Yeah.
Doesn't do that. That's a human being that has issues with self-love. And so I had to come to grips with that. I had to come to grips with the fact that, like, when I do that, I'm not really loving myself to the fullest capacity, man. The body is the outcome. Money is the outcome. Wealth is the outcome. Prosperity is the outcome. It's all the outcome of what's going on inside.
Yeah. True, okay.
You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
All right, my man.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you.
You got it, brother. I'm here for you. And thank the you. Final thing, when you mess up, because you will, just start the next day all over again. It's not that big of a deal. It's not that big of a deal.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Sounds good, Danny. Thank you so much.
You got it, buddy. Take care. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.